Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Juego. Today, the format is a little different. Today, I sit down with a good friend and we talk about places we've been in Japan, things we like, and experiences we cherished. So sit down, relax, and have a listen to a conversation between two foreigners about this beautiful country. All right, let's get started. Here we go.
My name is Bertha.
Yeah.
And I'm from the States.
What are the States?
Oh, the United States, California.
Oh, that's beautiful there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. It's hot. Better than Japanese winter.
Oh, yeah? Are you cold now?
Freezing.
Yes. How long have you been in Japan?
I've been here 14 years.
Wow. Yep. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
And in Japan, where have you traveled? Where have you visited?
I've been in Hiroshima, Kyoto, Osaka, Shikoku, Kobe, Tokyo, Nagano. Yeah, that's about it.
That's a lot of places.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, can I just ask you some questions about some of the places you visited?
Yeah, sure.
So what interested you about Shikoku when you went there?
Shikoku?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like Japan 40 years ago. I got that feeling, that vibe.
That it was kind of old Japan?
Old Japan, country life.
Yeah.
More relaxed.
And why did that image kind of appeal to you?
Well, I don't know. I've always been kind of a city girl, but, you know,
yeah.
I live in the country now in Japan, and I kind of just, that's the lifestyle that I think is more interesting.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what did you do in Shikoku? Or where did you go?
I went to the Dogo Onsen.
Dogo Onsen. Where is the Dogo Onsen? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Is it Matsumura or Matsuyama?
Matsuyama Prefecture.
Matsuyama.
Okay.
Matsuyama Prefecture.
Yeah.
Shikoku Prefecture.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you heard of Bochan?
Yeah, but I've never read it.
Me either.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about. But how is the Dogo Onsen, or how is the how did you get to Matsuyama Ken?
Oh my gosh. I took a really, really slow train from Okayama to Kochi.
A train, okay.
Yeah, and then from Kochi, I took a bus to Matsuyama.
Yeah.
And stayed there for a couple days and had a nice onsen time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? In Matsuyama, what kind of place did you stay in?
I stayed in a youth hostel, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were some bed bugs, though.
Yeah, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
So I can't tell you what it was called.
Okay, no problem. But so have you stayed a lot of youth hostels in Japan?
No, that was the only time I've ever stayed in a youth
hostel. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, is a youth hostel and a guest house, if it was up to you, are those kind of the same things, or?
I don't know. I think a youth hostel is more like sharing rooms and young people's image.
Yeah.
A guest house is maybe, you know, a little bit more at home vibe.
Yeah.
With family atmosphere.
Yeah. 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 And so what's kind of your fondest memory of your visit to Matsuyama in Shikoku?
Oh, gosh.
Did you go into the Dogo Onsen, the Dogo Hot Spring?
Yeah. I went in by my, it was one of those, you can get a private bath and go by yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then after that, there's, you know, you pay for a little bit extra for the rest upstairs. And
what do they have upstairs?
They have like little tatami rooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can drink tea, and they give you little traditional Japanese sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I think they charge you, you know, for a couple hours. And
yeah.
And it's nice because you can see everything outside and, you know, all the people walking by. And
really?
Get the yukata rental.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's separated into men and women, or
yeah,
what's the bathing practices at Dogo Onsen now?
mine was private. And wow. I don't know if that was...
That's nice,
And I don't know if that's something you can do, like, with the family-style bath. Uh-huh. I mean, I was traveling alone, so it was just me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. And then you also said you went to Kyoto, Nagano. There's so many places to talk about.
Kobe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so many places to talk about, but before that happens, what's your... The place you like the most, I guess, in Japan.
In Japan?
Yeah, just if you asked really quickly.
Well, I like the area I live in, Kanagawa.
Oh, really?
Odawara.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know. There's, you know, the beach.
Yeah.
It's nearby. If you want to go snowboarding, it's only a couple hours away.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
Go to the city. If you want to go to the city, you can go to the country.
Right.
The mountains.
Right.
It's dynamic like California in that way.
Yeah. And do you go snowboarding? It's wintertime now.
I do not snowboard.
No?
I'm not very fond of
the
cold weather.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Excellent. So you also said you went to, most people when they come to Japan, it's usually the golden route from Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, maybe Hiroshima, Nara. Yeah, so you've done that golden route, right? I heard you mention you went to Kyoto and were in Hiroshima.
Yeah, already. I did.
Yeah.
I went to Hiroshima. I went to Kyoto during Golden Week, so it was a lot more crowded than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Great city.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
How would you explain what Golden Week is?
Golden Week?
Yeah.
Golden Week is like the spring break for Japanese office workers and students.
So spring break.
Spring break.
So kind of a week off and they can...
Everybody gets the same time off to go and do the things they want to do. And
yeah. So when you get to a famous place like Kyoto, you kind of, most travelers have an image or an idea of what they want to see. What were kind of the things that were on your Kyoto bucket list just from even learning anything about Japan?
Kyoto, well, yeah. when we went, we planned to stay in a ryokan.
Okay.
And we got to do that.
Yeah.
Nice place. And just as far as sightseeing, we wanted to see the Golden Pavilion, King Kakuji. We went to Geisha Street, or I don't know.
Okay,
you
know the Gion, maybe Gion. The Gion District.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And we did that. We saw into the Monkey Mountain.
Okay. Okay.
And we went
maybe
to
Arashiyama.
And do you know the temple where, is it a temple where you see the rocks?
Okay.
Ryo Anji.
Okay. Ryo Anji. Yeah. In the northern part of Kyoto.
Is that a temple?
It's a terrace, so I think a temple. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you said you stayed at a ryokan. What was the kind of image of a ryokan you had before you had stayed in one? What appealed?
That was my first stay.
Oh, really?
In a Japanese style hotel.
Yeah.
And the place we stayed at didn't have a breakfast or dinner. It was just a room shared. Three people, shared bath between, you know, whole floor.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
They recommended a sento, sento nearby.
Uh-huh.
And we went there and
yeah,
it was the first time we can ride an elevator naked.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So we rode an elevator naked. All right.
Yeah, that was the first time ever, last.
I have not yet ridden an elevator naked yet, I think. All right, I should remember.
Yeah, check it out.
But what are the kind of biggest distinguishing features you kind of noticed between maybe a hotel stay and a ryokan stay? What?
Just the atmosphere, you know? Seemed more at home feeling.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. Very important, to feel at home. Yeah. And there's something that really, really appealed to you about your ryokan experience?
Yeah, it was cheaper than a hotel.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. And how many times have you been to Kyoto?
Just once.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm maybe going next spring.
Oh, yeah? And then if you go this time as kind of a more matured and educated and seasoned young lady, what are the things that are on your list this time now that you've gotten maybe Ginkaku-ji and Ryoan-ji out of your way? Or if you're thinking about anything.
Well, I think I'd like to just go to some good places to eat.
Oh, okay. So the culinary experience.
Yeah, really? Yeah, because there's much more I know now about good Japanese food. Versus when I first got here.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of an appreciation for Washoku, something you'd like to.
Yeah, and the Wagashi too.
Wagashi, yeah. Okay, right.
When we first went to Kyoto, we didn't really appreciate that. So.
Excellent. So, how was the conversation? It was a nice conversation between me and a friend about her travels. She said she went to Shikoku and enjoyed the Dogo hot springs. The thing about Shikoku that appealed to her and many foreigners is the traditional aspect of this beautiful country. Let's start off 2016. Let's study. Let's prepare. Let's improve our English. And let's get the tools to share this beautiful country with more people. Until next time, have a good day. And hope you listen later.